This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe as well. Now, to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. You can send us a message from over there. You can hear the show from over there. If you can't hear it any other way, you can hear it there. But then again, there's no reason why the local station in your area shouldn't be playing our show at this time of the morning, because what else you got to listen to? Ghost goblins and people going up in spaceships? Yeah, right. Okay, well, let's get going here. We've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren, out in California. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic
for which it stands,
for which it stands, one nation under God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all,
with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Think about that for a second. By the way, a special shout out to everybody. Yesterday was a very busy day and a very popular day, if you will, for the show, because we had a big crowd, a good crowd, over at Mission Barbecue for lunch from 11:30 to 1:30. We started out with a table, two tables, three tables, four tables. We had people sitting about 20 foot along both sides of the tables all the way down through there. And you just never know what's going to happen. And then last night, of course, the Tampa Bay Trump Club. Always a lot of fun there. Met some new listeners there. And thank you very much for everyone that came up to me. And again, I'm just thrilled that we have so many enthusiastic people out there that do listen to us at night, and they come up and say, hey, listen to your show, say hello to Kyle, and this, that, and the other. Because like I say, Kyle, you'll get your own fan club.
Well, that does my heart good. It really does. But I'm also, Captain, you know, I'm just so proud, and we're so happy that people are finding the show and that the show's having a big impact. It really is something, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, and we're hearing from a lot of people around the country in different parts of the country, including Canada. This truckers' truckers' protest up there in Canada brought us a lot of listeners, because the truckers are telling each other, hey, this guy's talking about us. You need to be listening to him. Because even the trucker shows, get this, even the supposed trucker shows weren't talking about what they were doing.
No, you're right about that. And
unbelievable.
Yeah, and you have over 30 years experience in the trucking industry.
I do.
You know of what you speak, and I think the truckers appreciate that so very much, and we appreciate them.
Yeah, we do. We really do. And, of course, first responders, too. Now, we're going to go back to what we were talking about here, because we got a lot of ground still to cover. Biden's energy secretary, she was the former governor of Michigan, I do believe, right?
Granholm, yeah.
Yeah, she is now in hot water after an independent watchdog sounded the alarm on her continued stock trading, insider trading.
Well, that's right. According to what this complaint is all about, it looks like there might have been an issue in improperly reporting up to $250,000 worth of stock transactions. That's not a drop in the bucket, is it?
No, and she was the governor before this other one was there, what, Whitmer?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, so must be the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree.
Right. Well, this, you know, one of the things that the Biden administration, kind of like the Obama administration, remember how they were scandal free? You know, that was the moniker, basically.
Yeah, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so the Biden administration would like to try to make the same kinds of claims, but this is a pretty big one.
Well, Senator Tommy Tuberville, a Republican out of Alabama, has come out and said enough is enough, as he blasted the Dems for not supporting a resolution to reopen the Capitol.
Well, that's right. You've got, of course, people like, I think, Chuck Schumer and others. They don't want to have the public be able to access the Capitol building. I think part of it, Captain, has to do with trying to keep the whole thing going about January 6th.
That's right.
If it's all under siege and it's not safe anymore and this kind of thing. But honestly, I don't think that there's a fervor, for people to go and protest at the Capitol or repeat January 6th or anything like that. And, the American people should have access to these places as they've had in the past.
Well, that's absolutely true, and it should be open. That's just my opinion, and I'll just say that and let it go with that. Now, Republicans have offered a Russia sanctions bill after these talks that they were having, bipartisan talks, stalled. Now, I don't know where they're going to go, and we'll have to conduct this on the other side of the break. But makes perfect sense to me, and the Democrats are going, nope, can't do it. So hold on there, Kyle. And folks, we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Coast to coast and around the world, the torch of freedom shines brightly in the overnights at the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff from Sarasota. That was one of his promos that he did there. And I'll get back to Kyle in just a second, but I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor, again, is a product that I take every day without fail. And once you start taking it, and by the way, George's Godfather yesterday was taking some of it, and he was doing it just the way you're supposed to. You take a little bit heavier dose to begin with for a week or so, and then you cut the dose down, but you continue to take it every day because you need to have it in your system so it will go after the trouble areas that you have. You can't just take it and then quit and take it and then quit and take it and then quit. It won't work that way. So you take it, and when you get it in your system, then you're down to where you can probably get by with one package a day, and it will contain the swelling, the pain, the inflammation that you have. And I'll tell you, I've been taking it for well over 7 years, and I swear by it. 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it's made with products that you need to have in your body anyway. So don't forget, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. And you get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 three-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. And if you're in pain or discomfort, I'll bet you right now you won't be for long. You won't be for long. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we want to finish what we were talking about here, that we didn't get a chance to because we went to break. But the Republicans are offering a Russia sanctions bill, which is something that I think everybody knows is coming. And the Democrats said, nope, don't want to do that.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the Republicans are introducing what they call the Never Yielding Europe's Territory Act, or the NYET Act. Part of this centers around the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. This is where some of the disagreement is, evidently, of trying to get a bipartisan bill done. Also, in terms of sanctions, the Republicans are talking about putting sanctions on Russian banks, but then secondary sanctions on banks that do business with those banks, basically. So these are where some of the stumbling blocks are. And, of course, the Nord Stream 2, if it goes ahead, obviously, then the Ukrainians, they're not happy about that because it means that Russia would then be routing gas directly over to Europe by bypassing Ukraine, and that's billions of dollars worth of revenue for them.
Yeah. Now, Representative Dan Bishop, I'm not really sure what state he's out of, but he said yesterday the GOP will win the House, and when they do, they will start to investigate Hillary Clinton.
Well, you think that's got to be in Hillary's mindset right now.
Sure.
Especially with all the things. I mean, this is coming out of the Durham report that then a Republican Congress could easily form, you know, with their committees and so forth, they could form an investigation that really starts to look into that. I think Dan Bishop's out of North Carolina, by the way, I think. Yes, this is something that, among other things, that will be investigated if the Republicans win the House.
Okay, now K.G. McFarland, who's somebody that I've always liked, and I thought that she was very well versed in what she puts forward. She was General Mike Flynn's number two when he was the DNI. Is that correct?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Now she yesterday said that resuming U.S. energy production would stop Russia's actions right in their tracks, because we know what we did the last time we started to ramp up our production and became energy self-sufficient in about 12 months, and that's what it took for us to do it. But the prices of oil and gasoline went down and down and down until on Election Day 2020, we were paying here in Florida, because I remember buying it, $1.87 a gallon.
Yeah, that's just phenomenal, by comparison, no doubt about it. So K.T. McFarland is talking about the idea that if we ramped up our energy production, then basically we could be exporting energy instead of the Russians. People could buy energy from us rather than buying it from Russia, and that would be one of the things that would reduce Vladimir Putin's ability to hold, you know, to lord that over Europe, basically.
Yeah, and Eric in Tennessee, East Tennessee, is chiming in saying, yeah, he is from North Carolina. Okay, good. Thanks, Eric. So we got that taken care of. But K.T. McFarland knows her stuff, knows what she's talking about, and it wouldn't take that long for us to get our prices down. Now, again, I said it was $1.87 in November of 2020 when we went to the polls to vote. And let's see. It's now $3.49 where I'm at and climbing. So look at the difference in the price. Look at what's going on since this guy got elected.
Oh, well, exactly. Everybody is feeling that. Here in California, at least in my neck of the woods, $4.75 a gallon for the lower.
Yeah, but isn't your gas tax at least $1 a gallon surcharge?
It is, and now you're starting to hear some of the local news coverage talking about in different parts of L.A., I believe, it's right around $5, and it's going to go higher than $5 sooner than we think. And that's going to start to become a tipping point, not only in California, but also in other places where comparatively, relatively speaking, the gas prices will also be very, very high compared to what people were paying before, in terms of cost of living and these kinds of things, comparisons. This is going to be a big tipping point. People are going to get mad. They're not just going to change their driving habits. They're going to look right at Joe Biden and say, he did that.
Yeah, and in England, it's at the highest level ever, $7.70 a gallon.
Isn't that what I know?
And that's an imperial gallon, but still.
Well, of course. Well, because it's a bigger chunk of money to go and fill up your gas tank. People have this perception. Every time gas prices go up, it's like a de facto tax, basically. And people stop feeling as though they have money to, you know, disposable income to do other things with. And they become very, very astute or aware, I should say, of where their money's going and how much they have left in the bank to do the things they need to do, like buy food or any of the other things that people have to do with their income. And so it's very difficult to pull that perception back. Joe Biden can't just run out and go, everything's okay, and everybody, like we talked about before, everybody get an electric car. It's just not a viable solution. And when people feel as though they're literally being ignored or pushed aside, because they don't have some chic new thing, they'll start to feel really, really put upon, and they'll go vote.
Well, I told you we're going to get down to roller skates and a broom handle and a bed sheet.
No kidding. So it's just, you know, the fact again that the Democrats believe that simply messaging is the only issue they ever have to deal with, is really starting to wear thin, because people realize words don't put food on the table. Words don't put gas in your tank. Words don't actually fix these real practical issues that people are facing every day. Actions fix those things.
Oh, and I'll tell you something else. Macaroni products are usually pretty cheap if you want to make like macaroni and cheese or spaghetti or ravioli or whatever, right?
Right.
There were no spaghetti noodles to be found anywhere in a major grocery store chain yesterday, because I was thinking about buying some, because I've been known to make a great big pot of spaghetti and meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do it.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I hear stories, and I've been to the store myself, and you go to look for something, and it's not there, or they've arranged the shelves to try to make it look like, you know, they
have products. They put that fake stuff in there.
And sometimes they put the fake pictures up, but it's all because they're trying to ship things around to make people feel as though they're not walking into a store that doesn't have all the stuff that they want. You know, and before all this happened, I think what is it, the grocery stores usually turn over in about 72 hours. That's how many trucks are coming in, right?
Yeah.
That's how many products are being replaced in the grocery store. And now it's just not the same anymore.
No, and again, the trucks that are out there that are moving up and down the highway, delivering to the grocery stores and the drug stores and the convenience stores and the auto parts stores and all that sort of stuff, they're even slowing down a little bit because they can't get all of what they want in the stores.
Right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
A new poll indicates that two-thirds of those in Hillary Clinton's own party want to see her held accountable for her alleged role in spying on former President Donald Trump and manufacturing Russian ties.
A new poll shows that over 66% of Democrats would like to see Hillary Clinton investigated for any role she may have had in trying to manufacture former President Donald Trump's ties to Russia in an attempt to smear him. That's a rise of over 20% since last October. The most recent court documents reveal that Special Counsel John Durham's investigation is ready to prove that the Clinton campaign tried to infiltrate computer systems at Trump Tower and the White House. For the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Rising prices for lumber are once again affecting the ability to build affordable homes. Prices have risen 34% this month so far. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. And one of the advantages to joining the Captain's Army is to be able to go over to MyPillow.com and use that promo code Captain and save yourself a whole bunch of money on the stuff they got over there. Because you want to talk about specials? Holy smokes, have they got specials. And Mike Lindell, by the way, had one of his trucks, one of his MyPillow trucks, up in Windsor. And then they made their way to Ontario or Ottawa, Canada, delivering pillows. And I'm going to bring Kyle into here. What do you think of that, Kyle?
Yeah, that's something. Yeah.
Yeah, they had the big semi there. I saw a picture of it. Drivers were being interviewed. But anyway, let's move over here for a second before I get to the caller that's on the line. MyPillow.com is a website to go to. They have the radio listener specials page that's there. Double-click on it. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you will save anywhere from 50%, 60%, 75%. There's a bunch of buy one, get ones over there, too. So check it out, MyPillow.com, the radio listener specials page, the promo code CAPTAIN, and the phone number, 800-641-5459. All right, Kyle, hang on. We're going to go to the telephone line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, Captain. It's Tommy, a suicide jockey.
Yeah, what's up? What's up?
You guys were talking about the empty shelves on supermarkets. I volunteer at church for my days off on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
I was there yesterday. There's hardly any food left to get for the homeless
yeah.
and or for donations. With that said, I talked to a couple people, of course. I said, well, what are you going to do if you can't get any food whatsoever? They'll say, I'll do whatever it takes. I'll rob, I'll commit crime, I'll do whatever it takes. So there's definitely going to be a trickle-down effect with no food available for certain people.
Yeah.
If you understand what I'm saying.
I do understand what you're saying. That's terrible.
Yep. Yeah. We'll do whatever it takes. So it is what it is. I'm just throwing it out there for you.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. And by the way, you out driving?
Yes, sir. I'm heading to Tampa right now.
Be careful.
You got it. Bye-bye, Captain.
All right. Thanks a lot there, Tom. All right, that's Tom the Suicide Jockey, and we hear from him every now and then. Haven't heard from him in a little while, so he's out there going to get us a load of fuel. All right, Kyle, hang on. We got another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Elliot from Wesley Chapel.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Yes. Hey, look at Captain. I want to clear up some things about what's really going on in Mexico with the avocados. Folks, Mexican cartels are threatening avocado farmers and anyone who gets in their way. Now, American FDA inspector must be there to inspect the fruit for disease before it makes it to the United States. The Jalisco cartel are threatening the American inspectors. Businesses who operate in Michoacan pays cartels every month to operate or else. Now, cartels tend to go by how many acres your business operates on, and you're charged a substantial price per acre to operate. The American inspectors receive a more likely death threat on his phone. The complete operation is shut down because of death threats. The U.S. will not import avocados from Mexico. Now, where is the Mexican policia? Where is the Mexican army? Where is the Mexican... Yeah, where's the Mexican Marines? Every president of Mexico is bought and paid multi-million dollar salaries to ignore the cartels.
Sure.
Thank you very much, Captain.
Yeah, well, I'm aware of that. They have been for years, and so aren't some of the policia and the military. The commanders are being given big, big, big sums of money, Kyle, to turn their back the other way.
Well, exactly right. So, I mean, this is, well, it will have an impact. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the, obviously, the larger issue of the cartels and the threats and so forth, that's front and center. But you will see an impact in terms of the, I think, what is it, like 80% of the avocados that most people in the United States consume come from Mexico. So.
And you know something?
What's
they
that?
Could take all the avocados they wanted and give them away for free, and it wouldn't even bother me.
Yeah, right. Right. Well,
now, if it was an apple.
Right.
Or a pear or a peach, then it'd be bothered.
Well, exactly. So, you know, different parts of the country, they like to make the things with avocados, especially guacamole, stuff like that.
Good for them.
Yep. And
keep it away from me.
Yeah, but I appreciate what Elliot's talking about, though. I mean, this issue is a really big one, and it's reared its ugly head here.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about Sarah Palin. Because Palin with her New York Times lawsuit after the judge said he would dismiss it.
Right, exactly. So this whole thing has to do with defamation, and there was a commercial, a political ad years ago, I think back in 2017, that used like a target, like a gun sight target over certain districts and so forth. And what they're saying is that it didn't rise to the level of the standard for the actual defamation, this kind of thing.
Okay.
So what's happening then is that at some point it could go to the Supreme Court, but you never know.
Now, a Massachusetts appeals judge blocked Boston City employee COVID-19 vaccine mandate. So score one for the good guys there.
Well, that's right. And the lawsuit there, that was initially filed by the Boston Police Superior Officer Federation, also the Boston Police Detectives Benevolent Society, and, Captain, the Boston Firefighters Union, Local 718, because they said that this whole thing was also violating part of the collective bargaining law. So, yes, this is a huge, huge win.
Now, companies are struggling, but they're trying right now to get back to business as usual as these COVID mandates are starting to wane all around the country.
Well, that's right. You see, a lot of the mask mandates are being dropped. For example, Amazon, I think, is dropping it for vaccinated workers unless there's some other local, you know, ordinance that goes into play for that. Other large companies are doing some similar things. So, yeah, we're seeing now even, here we go, private industry may help to some degree take us out of this, out of the COVID restrictions.
Yeah. Now, wait till you hear this one, and I think this is great. Texas has now managed to get their hands on the abandoned border wall material from the federal government. The federal government agreed to sell them that for pennies on the dollar, which is what they were going to do at auction. So instead they sold it to Texas, said, okay, you want to build the wall? Here's the material. Give us 35 cents on the dollar or whatever it was, and you can have all you want.
Yeah, well, this is really an interesting development because, of course, Texas has been, you know, taking up the slack on that, and because they have numerous practical issues that have to do with having a secure border.
Every poll that was out there said that the Texans wanted that border finished.
Yeah.
By a large majority.
Well, that's right. I mean, because they, like I said, they have all kinds of practical issues staring them in the face as a result of the porous border, a border that anybody literally can cross over. And we're not talking about people coming to look for work or this kind of thing. We're talking about people who have very nefarious plans for the United States, and they've come from other places just across the border there.
Yeah. Okay, now here's how we're going to finish the conversation for this segment. Tom Brady and his peers, people that had played football with him when he was with the Patriots and when he was here with the Buccaneers, they are saying right now, almost to a man, that they believe he still wants to play football, and they believe he could join another team. Now, what other team would he want to join, Kyle, based on what you've heard in the last couple of weeks?
San Francisco, I believe.
He's from that area.
Yeah.
Go back home and retire there.
Yep.
But
could be a possibility.
But that would mean, and by the way, he's still under contract to the Bucs. That would mean that he would get traded to San Francisco for their quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo. We would wind up with him. They would wind up with Brady. He'd be happy. We'd be happy. And away we go.
Yeah, but that's a real distinct possibility. You know, it's still kind of iffy as to what the final decision key factor was. I'm sure it had something to do with family. I mean, that's completely understandable.
It had to do with his wife and the teenage kids they got. I have no doubt in my mind.
Exactly. So, and now also something else he said real important that he had to make that commitment at that competitive level. So that would also have to factor into it if he wanted to go for another round.
Well, I'm sure he would be competitive. I'm sure that's not an issue. And I'm sure he just said that because of the fact that, again, his wife was putting pressure on him because of the three teenage children. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we'll have another Truckers Highway and Byway report. And, yep, it is doing its thing. Different parts of the country will tell you where it is and what's going on. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils,
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Nothing back. Oh, she's a freak. Oh, yeah, she's the one.
House. Remember that one, Kyle?
I do. Yeah, that goes back to 1977.
Yep, and the hairdo was really something. Back in that day, that's when they had the pros.
Right, right. And but yeah, Brick House. That's just it's a classic, no doubt.
Yep, it's a classic for sure. All right, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks, out west tonight, we've got some winter weather advisories to tell you about tonight. We've got winter weather advisories over a lot of the state of Montana, mostly in the western part of the state. This covers Bozeman, Helena, also Missoula, where they were having snow there earlier. And it looks like that might be coming to an end here real soon. 32 degrees, though, in Missoula. Goes up to Kalispell as well. 4th of July passed tonight, 33 degrees, so be careful there. We also have winter weather advisories dipping down into Wyoming. This is going to be mostly in the central part of the state and also head down towards Cheyenne. Also, Colorado, we've got a winter storm watch. This along I-25, Fort Collins down through Denver. Looks like this is going to be mostly a front range storm, but winter has come back to Colorado. They had some spring-like conditions there for just a little while, but it's coming back with a vengeance here with this winter storm watch that's going on right now. Down in New Mexico, this is going to be high wind warnings and wind advisories. This is going to be mostly in the south eastern part of the state, but also covering Las Cruces and Carlsbad as well. Then we've got some rain moving out of Southern California after a fast-moving storm with rain and hail earlier.
All right. We'll go over into Kansas because that's where I start. We've got some unsettled weather conditions there, eastern half of Kansas to include Kansas City. There could be some mixture of rain or ice pellets or snow as the day goes along. We'll have to see. Right now we've got a little bit of light snow down in the southern central part of Kansas as well as Oklahoma City, I-40 west back towards El Reno. Now, up on I-70 right now in Missouri, we do have some snow. It's like a little period of snow showers going on there. But we've also got some rain. If you're coming into Missouri on I-44, you're going to have a bunch of rain all the way over to St. Louis. And then east tonight, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, getting some mixture of moisture up there, some snow, some freezing rain, as well as possibly some sleet up there. And then down below, a lot of windy conditions, a lot of mixture of moisture coming in, some rain, some sleet, some freezing rain. As the temperature drops today, we're going to see up along the shore of Lake Erie as well as Lake Ontario, you're going to see some rain there and possibly change it back to snow. Now, in the upper northern part of New York, north of Lake Champlain and over into Vermont and over into New Hampshire, you definitely have a mixture of weather there. Coming on down 95 from Nova Scotia all the way down and around to New York in Connecticut, you're going to have a mixture of weather there. If you're right there along the ocean, it's definitely very blustery tonight, and you probably got temperatures cold enough there to make life a little miserable on the interstate there, too, in areas where the water can hit the road. Now, you've also, when you come on down to the Gulf, we've got a little mixture of weather there. Right now, New Orleans, Louisiana, over towards the panhandle of Florida. So keep all of that in mind. South Texas, as well as El Paso East. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great day.
You too, Captain. Thanks.
All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And we appreciate our next guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And let me get this over here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Had some people that said hello to you yesterday at the Have Lunch with the Captain, as well as last night.
Thank you.
As well as last night at the Donald Trump Trump Club, Tampa Bay Trump Club, over there at Muggs in Pinellas Park. So there you go.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Yep. Now, they want to know, they've all got questions, of course, as to how they get a hold of you, and I don't give people your phone number. I don't think that's something they should have. So what I do is I give them your email.
That's good.
Yeah,
thank
so
you.
There you go. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Biden and Russia, because they now know that if they invade, they won't have to face American troops. They're not going to be there. And I really don't know what's going on there, because we keep hearing now that the Russian troops really didn't go anywhere. They changed their positions and moved, in some cases, closer to Ukraine.
Are you talking about the 10,000 that allegedly have left and come back to base?
Right.
Yeah, not so much. The Russians have announced that they moved 10,000 away from the air quote front line.
Yep.
But there's nobody. There's nobody that's believing that. You know, we have extraordinary methods to see
sure.
what's going on the ground, and we have not seen the indication of that.
Nope.
I would also add, there's one particular country that nobody is speaking about. We've talked about Belarus several times, because I would argue that Russia has already taken over Belarus.
Mm-hmm.
But another one is Moldova. And if you look at the entire eastern flank of Moldova, it's covered up in Russian forces.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're really at the third country. They already took Crimea. They've essentially taken Belarus. And now we've got a military occupation, I would argue, in Moldova.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a war planner. But if I look at a map, I don't like what I see at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we don't know what the consequences are. Biden gets on TV yesterday and blathers about the status and being completely candid with the American people and transparent, blah, 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 blah. He didn't say anything that was new.
No. Talking tough again. All right. Hold that up. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon Chu. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.